got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It is Tuesday again. Already, I don't know why time is going by so fast. Or maybe it's not moving at all. Maybe I just think that time is going by fast, since there's no such thing as time. Isn't that amazing? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And there are a couple lines open if you want to jump in there. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. It really is. It's for those who want to know themselves. It's for those who want to know the truth. It's not for everybody, because most, not all, but most people do not want to know the truth. They hate the truth. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to know about it. They don't seek after it. And so it's not for you. Stay in your hell, stay in your misery, but it's for those who want to be free. It's for those who want to be free, men and women who want to be free. The biblical questions are for you, to encourage you to know thyself, to really think about what you really, really know, or what you think you know, or what you've been taught, but you found out later it wasn't true. So the biblical questions are for you. This week, biblical question, do you want to be different? Do you want to be different? Isn't that an amazing question? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you're not able to just sit and watch the show, so you podcast, and you can't always podcast all of the shows. You podcast. But if you're out and about and you would like to be listening to the show while it is happening, you can. Where there is a will, there is a way. So you can, no matter what you're doing, where you are or what you're doing, snatching, grabbing, a homeless person on the streets, putting your junk and mess in front of people, buildings and homes, and leave it there. Or you're the mayor of L.A. and you're trying to pretend you care about the people by giving the illegal aliens and home and homeless people free houses, and we pay for it. Whether you are buying some fentanyl, or you're fentanyl drunk head, or you're just sitting around hating, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. As a matter of fact, I think what I'm going to do, we didn't catch up with a lot of the super chats from yesterday. So I think that I'm going to have Hate come in this morning, and the first thing we're going to do, catch up with the super chats that we didn't get to, and then we'll go from there. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or BondJLP Cash App. BondJLP Cash App. So it is Tuesday.
Yeehaw!
And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. All my thoughts,
well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing.
Amazing.
That is an amazing song. I love that song. I really love that song. And Pete from Alaska, wrote and performed that song, the guitar and everything. Thank you, Pete. I love that song, Pete. That is truly, truly a deep and an amazing song. So what I want to do that we don't normally do, we didn't catch up with the super chats from yesterday. And I want to do that now so we'll be up to date with the super chats. Thank you all for them.
Super chats.
Super.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Amazing.
Peanut butter hot dog. Bought 3 coffees yesterday.
Nice. Peanut butter hot dog. Good.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk saying, shout out to the betas.
Shout out to the beta. Beta, beta, beta male.
And
thank you, peanut butter hot dog.
Speaking of beta, Joel's beta adventure donated a diamond on DLive.tv/ Jesse Lee Peterson.
Thank you, Joel Beta Adventure.
And Joel's beta adventure says, midnight roller skating. No further comment.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's referring to what Joel Friday was doing 2 nights ago.
Did he go roller skating last night?
I don't know.
I did not check his eyes. We would know by checking his eyes.
If his eyes are red, he was up till midnight at the roller skating rink.
He said, no, he was, but no. okay.
We have a hater. Joel Hader, supporter in the DLive crew. Chill and Lean bought a coffee. Jesse, what are the chances the Dems officially replacing Kamala before the election to give her a boost in the polls? They say Biden's health has deteriorated to the point where he needs to be replaced before his term is over, says Chill and Lean.
At this point, I don't know. The Democrats, there's nothing that they won't do to try to win, really. So I wouldn't be surprised. They may have an October surprise. When is the last day of August?
The 31st, which is
Saturday. I know that part.
I'm pretty sure it's Saturday because I think Sunday is the first day of the month.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't be surprised, October surprise, the Democrats would do whatever it takes to maintain perceived power and wealth. So I wouldn't be surprised. Good questioner. Thank you.
Sotirio Spot of Coffee. I can't tell how often I have thought that the fellowships couldn't get any better. Just to be proven wrong, it almost feels like I hadn't known one true thing before I found you on YouTube. Thank you so much for the message you spread.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Same here. I've been doing those meetings now for 35 years, and I've always personally felt that those meetings, the fellowships, are always amazing. And I learn something every Sunday. I'm surprised, too. Every Sunday, I realize something. So they are amazing. And so if you want to be a part of the Sunday morning fellowships and you're not in L.A. or L.A. surrounding, you can watch them live by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. But if you're in L.A. or L.A. surrounding area, come on down. We are in West L.A. area. Amazing. Thank you.
Cornerstone gave a Cash App saying, what an amazing interview with Chad Jackson. Strong Black Arm emoji.
It was deep.
Yeah.
And I knew it would be. Chad from the Uncle Tom, one of the producers of the Uncle Tom, Ebat is one of the smartest researcher and smartest guy, businessman that I know. One of them that I know. It's amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Becca 0408 donated a Rumble rant over on Rumble.
You got to know how to Rumble over on Rumble.
That's Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble. I forgot my login on punchy.tv. Cringing emoji. What do I do?
Hey.
There's a forgot password button.
Yeah, hit the forgotten password button.
But if you're still having issues, email radio@jesseleepeterson.com.
Radio@jesseleepeterson.com. Thank you.
Yeah, boomer. Thank you, Becca.
Thank you, Becca.
And shout out to the yesterday's top contributors on DLive, Joel's Beta Adventure, Greenwall, Games for Rec, Kid Combo One, Wolf336, Groovy Monkey, and Misty. Thank you guys for the lemons, ice cream, and diamonds. Appreciate it.
Groovy Monkey. What a name.
Indeed.
I like that.
No O's in Groovy Monkey. GRUVYMUNKY.
Remember the dance, the monkey, do the monkey?
I only know the Monkees, that TV show slash band. Hey,
oh,
hey, wait. We're the Monkees.
Oh, not
everybody
that.
Monkey around.
This is black.
Oh.
This so you don't know the monkey dance? Do the monkey.
I don't think so.
You Nick? Yeah. Nick knows
Nick
it.
Knows it.
Yeah.
You just put yourself on camera and do
Let's
it.
Let's see you do the monkey. Do the monkey. Everybody monkey around.
Hey. So
that's
he's,
not it. No, that's not the song.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Mobbly blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Do the monkey. I forgot how the song goes. I can hear it, but I can't bring the words together right,
right.
now. Right. But it was a song called The Monkey.
Right on.
Not the white monkey. This was before the white monkey. This was the black monkeys.
Cool.
Amazing.
That's fun. Monkeys are cute.
Are you saying black monkeys are cute?
All monkeys are cute.
Nice. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the luckiest followers, Misty, Kilo Alpha Tango, Aries One, Groovy Monkey, and Green_Wall. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all.
Richard bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse and Co. Thanks for the show, Jesse, your show. I really appreciate it. How do you know thinking is not seeing? Where's the proof?
The proof is stop thinking and see what happens. Stop thinking and see what happens. When you stop thinking, you will then see. That's the proof. Amazing. Now, you think about practical things, right? To function on Earth, you think about what you're going to eat, where you're going to live, what you got a car you want to drive, what time you got to be at work. You think practical thoughts. But other than that, there's no need for thinking. It's a waste of time. So if you doubt me, if you want proof, just stop thinking other than practical thinking. And the proof will be there. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Energy given by God bought 10 coffees. Very generous. Jesse, the impact you have on my life has saved me from so much hell. Getting to know myself over the last 5 years of listening to your wisdom of spreading the message of God has been a journey. I don't want to go back into darkness. Thank you for all you do.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with the light. And the more you stay with it, the more and the brighter it will get. Amazing. Thank you.
Birdie Bound B, 3 coffees.
Birdie Bound B.
It's only been 2 days since this week's assignment, but man, what an amazing assignment.
You're right. This is like a doozy. Have you thought about the assignment?
Oh, yeah.
And
I thought about it.
Do you want to be different?
Oh, you're now the BQ too? Biblical question?
Oh,
too?
The assignment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mainly thought about the assignment, not the biblical question.
Right. And the assignment was what? I have it written down in case. You remember?
Let the only evil that you think about, this is not the exact wording, but paraphrase, let the only evil you think about be the evil in you.
Yes. You thought about the assignment, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like I read it.
So
and then I thought about
the assignment for this week. For 1 week, the only evil I want you to think about is your own. The only evil for 1 week from starting Sunday to the coming Sunday, the only evil I want you to think about is your own. Only think about your evil for 1 week. That's an amazing assignment, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Have you been doing that?
No, but I did think about it.
You say you've been doing it?
Sort of.
Like in a sense, really, that's all the evil that you think about is really your own, even if you're thinking about somebody else's evil. But that's not really what the assignment is.
Maybe.
But it's kind of, when you're thinking about somebody else's evil, really you're just thinking about your own, but you don't realize it.
Okay, I can't respond now. Oh, amazing. But thank you. You're right. It's an amazing assignment. Don't you just love these assignments? I love giving myself assignments. Yeah, Nick.
I said sort of because I'm putting together my shows. Uh-huh. And it's funny to like put them together and try and have some awareness about it. Well, I'm trying to, because I'm thinking about the world, right?
Right.
About others and put the news. So right. That's why.
Oh, amazing.
Nice. Thank you, Birdie Bound B. And he says, love your neighbor.
What did Joel say?
Psh, how come these guys always don't always do it?
Saying you guys don't do the assignment?
Something like that.
That's right, Joel. You black. Birdie Bound B.
He says, love your neighbor as yourself and let go.
Amazing. Thank you.
Being enlightened till I rise, 10 coffees, very generous. Morning, gentlemen. I was just thinking about the evil within me. Whoa, what a mess. And it's only Tuesday.
You're going to be surprised. And some of you are starting to discover this already because you are working on yourself, paying attention. You're going to be surprised what you're going to find when you only pay attention to you. It's going to be so deep that you're going to want to slap your mama. It's profound. But the problem is most people will not keep their eyes on themselves. That's the hardest thing in the world to do. That's no fun. It's better to put your eyes on someone else than to see what's going on with yourself. But for those who are working on it, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And being enlightened till I rise continues with his 10 coffees or hers or its.
I like that, being enlightened till I rise.
Yeah. In regards to the biblical question.
Do you want to be different?
Yes. Elaboration, not necessary. Being pithy is how I watch my thoughts to live.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Do you want to be different, Hake?
I am different.
Then what?
From what?
Right.
Oh, I don't know. I was just trying to be smart and puff up.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do. Cody Bennett, three coffees. So what does a perfect family structure look like? Does the father instruct the mother on how to punish, or does the father deal the punishments and make sure the mother doesn't impose her will on the children? If you can, I'd love an outline on this. Thanks for everything. Oh, and we need sending your children to public school as child abuse merch.
That's right. Thank you. We're on it. The father handled the punishment of the children. That the mother watch over it when the father's away and the kids act out. Let's say the kids act out. And the mother said, okay, I told y'all to go sit down, but you won't do it. I'm going to let your father know when you get home. And then when the father get home, he deal with it. God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children. And the reason for that is because the woman is too emotional. When she punishes the children, she punishes them out of hate, not love. When the father punishes them, he punishes them out of love, so the punishment would be fair, and the kids would not be traumatized. Isn't that deep? That's deep, Jesse. Yes. Amazing. Thank you.
Derek bought a coffee. Biblical question.
Do you want to be different?
Being within my own world and watching the ways of the world from within, help me understand human nature and the hell some people are in. I don't know if that makes me different, although it sure doesn't seem too common here on Flat Earth. Have a great day, Jesse, with an E.
Flat Earth. So did they respond to the biblical one?
He didn't say whether he wants to be different or not. So I deem that not an answer.
Yeah, because the question is, do you want to be different? And I'm not sure if you responded to the biblical question or not. But thank you. If you did, let me know.
He talked around it.
Right.
But didn't respond directly to it.
The biblical question is, do you want to be different? Amazing. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Derek. Interesting.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all. Oh, no. Hannes bought 10 coffees. You had a caller yesterday saying he found himself unable to do many things until he let go and let life happen. I resonated with that very much. I'm going through something similar right now. Question, how do you let life happen? Because I can slowly see myself resisting letting life happen. I resent certain aspects that I'm tired of experiencing and want to escape. Does God listen to you if you really don't want something at all? I can't stand customer service. I want to escape it. Thank you, Jesse.
What does that mean? Does God listen to you if you really don't want something at all?
Be like, oh God, please no, please no, please no. Oh God, oh God.
Oh.
Well, I mean, sorry, Hannes. That may not exactly be how you prayed.
So,
please, God, no more customer service. Help me get out of this.
Oh, I doubt if God listened to that. I doubt it. And did they have a question for me other than that?
How do you let life happen?
Oh, good question.
Nice.
Nick said, get a different job, Hannah.
Hannes.
Hannes?
Hannes, yeah.
Hannes.
I may be butchering it. It's Irish, and I don't know my Irish.
The anchor baby said, get a different job. LOL. What was the question?
How do you let life happen?
By letting thoughts go. Pay no attention to thoughts. Let them pass, and life will happen. Let thoughts and emotion pass, and life will happen. Because the only way you're trying to make life happen is that you listen to thoughts. And the thoughts are telling you what you want, what you don't want, how things should be, how things should not be. Let those thoughts go, life will happen on its own. Just that simple. Because when you let the thoughts go, you stay present. And when you're present, you're always with truth. And the truth will guide you. Amazing. I wish you well. Thank you.
Someone bought 5 coffees. Nothing devious meant by my name, someone. LOL. I'm just a huge fan of brisket. Can you get a better part of the cow? Oh, your name is not showing up, apparently, because your name is just someone that didn't eat the cabbage. Can you get a better part of the cow that didn't eat the cabbage? I just wanted to finally send you some coffee, Uncle Jesse, and tell you thanks for opening my eyes and heart. I can't even describe how much doing the silent prayer every night and morning has helped me. Anxiety is gone, depression taking its time, but it's leaving as well. Keeping my mind with my body at first was tricky, but absolutely worth all the work. Yeah. Anyone out there questioning this, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Love y'all.
Amazing. Thank you. That's deep. Nice. I appreciate it. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You feel my joy, my heart, with so much joy. I can't even remember how I was before. I know sometimes we disagree, but I do know I love you, and you love me. You heard this song?
I have now.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Stay with it. I appreciate the support.
Derek bought a follow-up coffee. Biblical question follow-up.
Do you? Is that Albert Derek?
No, this is spelled differently. Oh. This is D-E-R-E-K.
My producer name is Derek.
Oh, yeah, but that's D-E-R-R-I-C-K.
Do you want to be different?
I want for nothing. Staying in my own world provides all I need.
They didn't answer the question. But the question is, do you want to be different? Yes or no?
I tried, Derek.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you, man. As always,
try one more time to answer the question, Derek.
You can call in, too, if you like.
Yeah, you can definitely call in. 888-7753-773. Do you want to be different? It's the question. Thank you, Derek. Good try.
Good try. And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Let me go to Jason, a first-time caller out of Florida. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jason. All is well. Thanks for calling.
Awesome. Awesome. I just started watching you about a month and a half ago, beginning of White History Month.
July is White History Month. And yeah, July will always be White History Month.
I just wanted to share my appreciation. Your message and your energy and everything is exactly what's needed in the world right now.
Thank you, man. Yeah, thank you.
I have so much I want to talk about. I was thinking about your suffer and die slogan last night with a friend of mine I was talking with.
Yes.
And it seems like our only sense of free will in this world is to either choose to suffer and die from the ego or suffer and die from following the ego.
Absolutely. And, but to add to that, I know the point you're making, but we don't even have a free will.
Exactly. I mean that when it comes down to suffer and die, you probably don't have much of a choice.
Absolutely, man. What the?
Mm-hmm. And my phone wasn't working. I tried to call in after the first week. After the first week of listening to your show, I forgave my parents and I experienced the perfect peace for like 10 days. It was amazing. I kind of ruined it with a sin and emotions flooded back to me, but
what was the, if you can say, what was the sin?
It was in threes, actually. It was indulgence on all three accounts, but I smoked pot once and without my emotions there, it was probably like one of the best pot highs I had ever had. It was pretty good.
Hold on for me. Can you hold, Jason?
Yeah, you bet.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. People tell me I have a lot of after energy. Jesse, what gives you so much after energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. It's after jerky from Big Club. USA, Alpha Male, and you can have Afro Jerky energy too. Amazing.
We call ourselves black men with African garb on.
Greetings, Afro America. Are you a victim of white racism in America today? Does the thought of another white president scare you? Have you ever found yourself hating every iota of a cracker?
Every last iota of a cracker, I hate it.
Well, get your chicken and waffles to go, because Bond Action is hosting a Back to Africa ocean liner adventure. For a limited time only, get the reparations you've had coming to you and head home. Navigated by the same white liberals who already control your lives every day.
Food stamps, unemployment insurance.
Take a seat in the bottom deck and get rowing. Negro spirituals will be presented throughout the trip. And complimentary seawater will be served hourly. Watch as all your issues disappear upon arrival to your old home. Enjoy a simple, carefree life as you will no longer have any rights or liberties to worry about or protest for. All of these benefits can be yours, but once on board, there is no going back. One-way tickets only, and we wish you the best on your new life journey. To sign up, register at bondaction.org with your contact information. Bond is not responsible for malaria, yellow fever, HIV/AIDS, gonorrhea, animal bites, infection, starvation, violence, tooth rot, gingivitis, rash, or black-on-black slavery.
It's so crazy. Eating it up.
It's almost sad.
But that's the thing, is that they know how to work the crowd so well. And because of that, it don't matter what they're saying.
And I felt like I was at Azusa Pacific University, the Christian school that I went to, the chapel service. I felt so worshipful.
Yeah.
I felt like I was at home.
Because it was like going to a concert and seeing some of your favorite entertainers.
Yeah.
Hurry, step right up, folks. Here's the answer to your problems. Dr. Utopia's sensational new discovery, Ism. Ism will cure any ailment of the body politic. It's terrific. It's tremendous. Once you swallow the contents of this bottle, you'll have the bountiful benefit of higher wages, shorter hours, and security. And now then, because we are introducing this amazing item for the first time in this country, it isn't going to cost you 1 cent. All you have to do is sign this little scrap of paper, and you get your bottle absolutely free.
I hereby turn over to Ism Incorporated everything I have, including my freedom and the freedom of my children and my children's children, in return for which said ism promises to take care of me forever.
I love eating bugs. I also live in a pod and own nothing. I'm an anti-racist and I'm a...
Beta! 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 Beta!
Toughen up, Soy Jack. Get your protein from a non-liberal soy. Try Alpha Jerky. Amazing!
Wow. It really is. Amazing!
Amazing! Amazing!
Amazing. Go to BigClubUSA.com to order Alpha Jerky now. Become a man. Become Alpha.
Alpha Jerky USA. Good. Amazing. I want to 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to Jason, a first-time caller. And Jason out of Florida saying that he went and forgave. And for the first 2 weeks or so, he had perfect peace. And he, unfortunately, he sinned. And then he fell back, I guess. Am I right, Jason?
Yeah.
And so yeah. If it's not too personal, what was the sin?
Oh, I have no shame. It was smoking pot once.
Uh-huh.
And then it was, like I said, it was a very enjoyable experience. And then there was, some cocaine on another experience, which also was amazing without there being any anxiety or nothing around. And then the third on day 10 was, I masturbated.
Oh, the kids are listening.
And flooded back.
Yeah. He just playing kids. Close your ears.
Sorry.
And why do you call those things a sin?
Oh, well, I guess. Well, I was kind of deliberating with myself over how come not with the pot or the substance and with the sexual thing. I think because lust is a deadly sin, and I don't know. And like doing pot once in a while is probably not the worst thing ever, but habitualizing it and being gluttonous with it is probably a sin.
And what do you mean? You said lust is a deadly sin.
Is it not one of the worst ones?
And where you get that from?
I guess secondhand knowledge of the Bible.
You never read the Bible?
I just started. Oh. I'm almost done Matthew.
Yeah. You're not going to find in the Bible where it says those are sins.
Okay.
And the reason I'm telling you that because you're going to be suffering unnecessarily if you believe that.
Interesting.
Let me ask, who are you?
Who am I?
You heard me ask that before, right?
Oh, of course, of course.
Yeah, and who are you? Who is Jason?
Who's Jason or who am I?
Who are you?
I am the observer.
Of what?
Of life.
So
of my emotions, of everything in front of these eyeballs.
And so if that's true, why do you call smoking pot a sin?
I didn't, and I don't think it was, and I didn't have emotional flood from it, but I thought, I don't know, I guess the thinking is the wrong part, but I went, oh, third time's the charm. I ruined it now.
What did your mother say when you went and forgave her?
The issue between me and my mother came up probably 10 years ago. I confronted her about it, so it wasn't a surprise. It was kind of like she'd been waiting for it.
Oh, okay. Nice.
When I forgave her. Yeah. And with my father... He was like, "What the? Like, what do you have to forgive me about?" So I said to him, "You know, like, the the generic thing that's been suggested to me to forgive you for is for not protecting me from my mother. And they split up when I was two, so it's accurate.
Oh, yeah.
And but on a personal level between me and him, he was an immigrant. His English is not very good, so we never really have ever had like a in-depth conversation about anything.
Right. So are you married?
No.
And have you ever been married?
I've been engaged, but not married.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Because I was going to ask, are you repeating the same thing that your father did? Meaning, are you protecting your children or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I'm glad to have had your message in my life before I've made such rash decisions. I wish I had your message in my life like 10 or 15 years ago. It would have saved me a lot of suffering.
Yeah. Well, be grateful for now and what you got to find if you stay with it, that every morning is a new morning. Every day is a brand new day. And meaning that yesterday doesn't exist, it's nowhere. Tomorrow is nowhere. And so every morning you have a brand new start in life. It's the beginning of a new.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I agree.
Well, I appreciate your call. Anything else, Jason?
Oh, one, maybe two things more. I could go on forever, but I would like to ask something else.
Okay.
What was it? You had a biblical question when I was first started watching, and it was, why do you attack back?
Yes.
And so my initial response was, and then I watched one of your 10-year-old Bonds last night and realized I had the right answer then. I was like, damn, I wish I called in. But why do people fight back? Because they don't have enough.
Why do you fight back?
Why do I fight back? Well, I don't fight back, and I've seen that God does fight my battles for me.
And so why do people fight back then?
Because they don't have enough faith in God to fight their battles for him.
Yeah, I've come to realize, and you're right, people, including Christians and Muslims and Jews and atheists and non-atheists, people really don't believe in God. They don't believe in him at all. They say they do. They say they have faith and they believe in God. They say, oh, I'm defending my faith. But they truly, truly don't believe in God. Because if they did, Jason, they would lay their weapon down and they would never fight again. Not only would they stop fighting with the spirit of evil within themselves, but they would never fight with the spirit of evil inside of others. They would lay their weapon down and let God fight the battle for them, but they don't truly believe in God.
Yeah. So I have a question regarding this.
Yes.
Because I've practiced it and it's worked, and the it working part has kind of been a little bit frightening. So I know you haven't heard you talk too much about spirits and demons in depth too much, but I was always questioning on whether or not that's the work of God or the work of a demon, because these people that I tend to forgive immediately and turn the other cheek, they suffer pretty badly. And I don't know, like some of them die. And
Well,
is that the work of God? Like, I don't know.
That the people die whom you forgave?
Yeah. In a related way to what their transgression was towards me and stuff like that. Like, really weird.
Well, one thing I know for sure, and without a doubt, when you hate the children of God, when you attack them, when you go after them, you will suffer. And you will be destroyed. Because God protects his own in the same way that a physical father should protect his children, right? So God does protect his children. That's why we don't have to worry about anything, because he will take care of us. And so, but I don't know if those people died as a result of what they tried to do to you, but absolutely, you should not attack the children of God. What now?
Amen. Amen.
Amazing. Well, thank
all
you.
Right, yeah, thank you. I got to come shake your hand, so I'm going to probably make a trip out there sometime.
Right on. You're welcome here. Thank you, man.
All right.
And call me again, Jason.
All right, will do. Thank
you, Jason, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I don't care what happens. Stay with it.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go out to Texas and talk to a first-time caller. Lauren. I believe that's right. Lauren, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jesse. How are you doing this morning?
All is well, Lauren. Thanks for calling.
Good. Thank you for having me on. I feel so blessed to be a part of your show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So I heard that you asked a kind of a general question, I think, of the audience, which was, do we want to be different?
The biblical question, do you want to be different?
Right. Yes. Absolutely. I mean, if that's just a question that's being asked, is it all right if I give my answer?
Absolutely. That's for everyone. Absolutely.
All right. Great. Absolutely. Anyone who doesn't want to be different, you know, in my opinion and in my belief and how I live my life and walk my path and my purpose, you know, I change daily and change is good and is necessary and growth is necessary in the spirit and with the self. And I feel that much like with, you know, burning the chaff and getting rid of that excess that comes with, that brings change and that brings, you know, new growth and new life. And I think that there's not necessarily a problem with being different and that people should want to be different. It really just depends on what path you're walking and if you're walking, you know, with God or if you're dancing with the devil.
Interesting.
That's kind of how I feel about that.
So you say you do want to be different, and then you say you say you change daily, right?
Yes. No. Yeah. I don't want to be different. I am different. I'm different on a daily basis because I'm constantly evolving and growing in not only the spirit, but in just in life, you know, in learning and being a young woman in this time and this, you know, just every day is a new day and a new challenge and new growth, which is different. And so I don't want to be different. I am different every day.
And so how are you, what are you changing from every day?
Well, I'm changing from what I was yesterday. You know, I strive, something that is very, you know, very important to me is, you know, no matter what happens today, be better tomorrow than you are today.
And so, what were you yesterday and you're changing today from it?
Do you want just like a literal, actual example? Or do
give me whatever you can. Yeah, whatever you can say. What did you change from? What were you yesterday that you're not today? Because you said you're changing every day. You're changing from one thing to another every day. What did you change from yesterday?
No. Not as in, like, it changed from one thing to another. Just, like, I'm changing every day, not for the better, not for the worse, or changing to something else, but changing for the better because of daily growth and daily knowledge and, of course, my daily walk with Jesus Christ in my path and what I am, my purpose here on this earth as the Spirit. That's what I, you know, so yes, I'm constantly changing for the better, evolving into something more and bigger because this is much like the love of God and the light, it isn't a small thing. This is something that grows and has really been diminished. And there has to be some change out there. And there has to be that light that has to be lit. And there has to be those people out there that feel that growth and that change within them and that hunger and that burn in their belly to be different.
And so how do you say you're walking with Jesus?
Absolutely.
And how you know you're walking with Jesus?
Oh, I know because he confirms it daily. I have a very close close relationship with Jesus Christ and his father.
And how do you know you're walking with him?
I know from his grace and his blessings, he makes it very clear to me if I'm, you know, not doing something I'm supposed to, but as of, you know, recently, or not even recently, it's been, you know, many months now, I've really come into my own and I've come into my purpose, and he has showered me with blessings.
What's your purpose?
My purpose is to be a messenger on this earth for him.
To be a
mouthpiece.
Oh, you said
be a messenger.
Oh, I thought you said messy.
Yes, sir.
No,
I mean, it might get messy, but you know, these are the times we live in, sir. You know,
well, how do you know you're walking with Jesus? You didn't tell me that yet.
Because I feel him, because I,
what does he feel
I know
like?
Him and he knows me.
What does he feel like?
That's something that I can't even describe. That's for each and every one of their own to experience. That's not, I mean, that's a personal thing, really.
Oh, so you don't know what he feels like?
Oh, I do, but what he feels like to me is, you know, that's my own personal bonding and connection with him. Everyone has their own experience.
Do you have anger?
And everyone has their own. Do I have anger?
Yes.
Oh, you know, sure, I get ticked. You know, I'll tell you this. I used to have a lot of anger issues as a teenager and as a young adult. And now that, you know, I've been through some things and I've found my way and he's shown me my path. Anger isn't really an emotion that I have time for anymore. I don't have time to be angry. There's no time for hate.
So do you have anger?
No, I don't have anger.
So you never get angry?
I get irritated. If you think that irritation, if we're going to say that irritation is anger, then, you know, fair, we'll call a spade a spade. More than anything, I get very, very sad and very, very heartbroken.
Do you ever get angry?
No, I get frustrated.
Do you ever get angry?
I don't get angry.
You get frustrated.
There's no time for anger.
Well, what's the difference between frustration and anger?
Well, anger usually is something that comes out violently, and it can or cannot be solved. Frustration is just a problem. Every problem has a solution.
But anger is frustration.
And well, that's why I asked.
And frustration is anger.
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted also to make clear. It was like if we, you know, we're seeing frustration and anger as the same.
So let me ask: is it possible to, as you said, walk with Jesus and have anger?
As in, like, what would Jesus do?
No. Is it possible to? You say you walking with Jesus. Is it possible to walk with Jesus and have anger?
It is
hold on, Lauren. Lauren, hold on. I gotta take a break. Sorry about that. Back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy. or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Stock markets, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. SpaceX is going into the Van Allen belts, the radiation belts, and they're going to have a civilian spacewalk. So awesome. And the presidential debate, is it happening? ABC, I think, September 10th? I don't know. And there was a campus homicide. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. Country and Western Tuesday, August 27th, AD 2024. Happy Men's History Month, everybody. Men's History Month is for everybody. JLP will be right back, guys, to your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and you can get on hold to get on air with JLP momentarily. Even you can call right now. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, Wall Street went into a tailspin. Earlier this month, you may have heard about it, when stocks plunged due to fears that the U.S. economy is slowing faster than expected. Now all three major stock indexes, the Dow, the S&P 500, and NASDAQ, whatever those things are, right, have clawed back those losses and are on track to notch monthly gains like Hake's Orms, which is probably pretty modest. What a mess. SpaceX. Space is real, guys. SpaceX will soon attempt a nail-biting five-day trek into orbit with a crew of private astronauts traveling into Earth's radiation belts. That's the Van Allen belts, discovered by Robert A. Van Allen or something like that back in 1958. No human has traveled so far into space or passed through the radiation environment since NASA's Apollo program. So this is higher than the ISS, I guess. International Space Station, I suppose. The four-person crew on the Polaris Dawn mission is also preparing for a high-risk spacewalk. Spacewalk, making the use of, also known as extravehicular activity, or EVA, suits that SpaceX developed just in 2.5 years. So when they do extravehicular activity, they're going outside of the vehicle, outside of the spaceship, in those astronaut suits. But they made them, and they're sleeker, they're cool, from SpaceX. They look better than the NASA ones, maybe. Anyway, if successful, the spacewalk, which could take place this Friday, would mark the first time since civilians or non-government astronauts have carried out such an endeavor. The daring excursion is slated to take off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida between 3:38 a.m. and 7:09 a.m. Eastern Time come Wednesday. And it's a 24-hour delay from the company's previous launch target due to a helium leak. Did you know they use helium for space stuff? Something like that. Nice. Anyway, the presidential debate, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, casting fresh doubt on his September 10th ABC debate against the so-called vice president, cackling evil Kamala Harris. Trump's team would like for the microphones to be muted throughout the debate, except for when the candidate whose turn it is to speak, as was the case for the first debate against crooked Joe Biden. The poor, tired old man. He's not poor. On the other hand, Kamala Harris' campaign is requesting ABC and other networks keep microphones on. Analysts say the Kamala Harris campaign wants to give Trump the opportunity to hurl insulting interruptions that could upset or deter some of his potential voters. Our greatest president, the so-called ex-president, Monday undermined the position of his team, saying he'd be fine with losing the mute button. Based, our greatest president Trump. Nice. And that campus homicide, a student at Rice University in Houston found dead in her dorm room Monday in an apparent murder-suicide. Terrible. Prompting a campus-wide lockdown on the first day of classes. The body of a junior, third year, I guess, female student discovered by university police after a concerned family member asked for a wellness check. Officers saw she had missed class. Suspected shooter, a male, doesn't appear affiliated with the university, also found dead in the room from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Terrible stuff. going on in the world. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Two lines are open if you want to jump in there at 888-777-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. It's like a hola, si, señor, gracias, mamma mia. Wow. Do you want to be different? Do you want to be different? An amazing question. You can listen to the show if you're busy working out or you're taking the children off to public school today because you don't like your children, or you're married and your lady married not, you know, obey your husband, and you obey the husband who can't make your wife obey, you still can be listening to the show. Or you're just out buying yourself a little fentanyl. Or you're trying to come off it and all, you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Or you can even go to RebuildingTheMan.com. It's Tuesday. It's the second hour of Tuesday. It is country. You can take the boy out the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. Yeehaw! And Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. I want my country back, but I know it's not coming back. Isn't that amazing? I know it's not coming back. What the? I want to go quickly back to Lauren out of Texas, a first-time caller. And Lauren was responding, or is responding to the biblical question of, do you want to be different? And Lauren, you say yes, you want to be different, or you are different?
Well, Jesse, now that you got me thinking on it, now I am different, but I always strive to be different.
Oh, okay.
So I am different, and I want to be different, if that makes sense.
And you say, and how are you different?
How am I different? Every day, I just strive to be a better me, to do more, to step out of my comfort zone, to live in my truth, to live in the truth, to live in the light and the way.
And what is your truth?
My truth is his truth, God's word.
And so why do you call his truth your truth?
Well, because I'm the one that is telling it. I use, you know, a platform to try to message to others. And so I have to use it in my, you know, a message form. It's not my message. It's his words, but my message to those who choose to listen.
And you say that.
And it's very sad.
You said before the break that you're walking with Jesus, right?
Yes, sir.
And you said that you do have anger, or you said do you have anger?
Well, Jesse, you know, we are all human and we all have anger. I can't sit here and say as a human being that I don't have anger. You know, I can't stress that enough. We're all human. We have that choice.
And do you have
angry or not be?
And so do you have anger?
Not nearly like I used to, and it is not my ruling emotion.
And so,
it's not even in the top four.
And so do you have anger?
Absolutely. Who doesn't?
So do you have anger?
Am I a human? Yes, sir.
Okay. And you said you have a choice to be angry or not be angry?
Yes, sir.
And why do you choose to be angry then, if you have a choice?
Well, I choose now not to be angry.
Why do you choose to be angry if you have a choice?
No, I choose not to be angry.
But you're still angry,
though.
Why did
I choose to be angry? Because,
you're still angry right now.
Right now?
Not right now. You're not yelling at me, but but you still have anger. Why don't you drop your anger and be done with it?
Amen. You know,
that was a question. That wasn't an amen. That was a question. Why don't you drop your anger and be done with it? Have no more anger ever again. Why not?
There are things to be upset about, and there are things to be angry about.
Name one thing.
Our God is a vengeful God. He is a vengeful God. And because we have sinned, he will get his vengeance. He will have his vengeance.
Name one thing that Lauren should be angry about.
Oh, really? Nothing. I have nothing that I should be angry about.
But you said there are things that.
Not a damn thing.
You said there are things you should be angry about. Name one thing you should be angry about.
Me personally, in my personal life, nothing. But in the world, I'm angry that we've fallen so far. It makes me very angry, but it makes me very sad. It makes me more sad than anything. It makes me angry that we've been so blind, so deaf, and so dumb as Christians, as his
creation. You're angry because you're deaf and dumb, or you're angry because someone else is deaf and dumb?
I'm angry because others are.
And why would you be angry because somebody else is deaf and dumb? Why would you be angry about that?
I guess I'm angry that there's just not more that care.
But what give you the right to be angry if nobody else cares but you? Why would you be angry about that?
Because it hurts.
Why does it hurt you that nobody cares?
Because that's all he wanted us to do.
Who?
That's all God asked us to do. That is all God
never asked you
to
do that.
Is care us. He asked us all. That's all he asked of us, was to love one another and take care of what we have and what he's given us. And we haven't done that. And that makes me very sad.
And why have you done that?
Because I'm human.
Are you a human?
I think so.
You think you're a human?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What is a human?
a human. Do you want the scientific, I mean, do you want like the anatomical description of or definition of human?
I want to go back to
made in the image of God, man.
I wanted to go back to what give you the right to be angry that if, let's say, the whole world did not care, only youth care. What give you the right to be angry that no one else cares?
Because, damn it, that's really
you said,
that's
damn it,
crap. It's really what gives me a right to be angry is that God sacrificed His only Son. That man suffered. Jesus Christ suffered for all of us, and we have sat in His face, and that pisses me off. We're not worthy.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir.
And so you think God wants you to be angry at other people because they don't care?
No, He does not want me to be angry because He has enough anger and vengeance for everyone.
You think God has anger?
Oh, no, God has wrath, and God has, and He is a jealous God, and He is a vengeful God.
You believe that God has wrath and vengeance?
Absolutely.
And
have
why
you not
do you,
read any of the Old Testament?
If God,
have you not heard of Sodom and Gomorrah of Babylon?
You think, does the Old Testament, are you living in the Old Testament or the New?
No, sir, I'm living in the Old Testament, but if you look at the
you're
prophet
living
Isaiah
in the
and
Old
the prophet
Testament?
Jeremiah, they all speak of this time, of this time that we live in now.
You're living in the Old Testament?
No, sir, we live in the now. We're living in Revelation, sir. We're in there.
Are
we're
you,
here.
Lauren,
we're
are
here.
You living in the Old Testament or New Testament?
I live physically in the New Testament. I read and I study both.
So if you live in the New Testament, why do you think God has revenge, is vengeful?
Whoa, okay, hold on.
You fill my life with so much joy. I can't even remember.
That makes perfect sense, actually. I totally understand exactly what you're saying.
Who you are before. What is it that you understand?
Destroyed by water, cleansed by fire. It's going to get, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not going to say that I'm anything that I'm not. And one thing that I'm getting much more proficient in and much more knowledgeable in is my Bible and is the Word. But I'm not proficient enough, I feel like, to get all New Testament with you, honestly.
Oh, okay,
I'm
I understand.
Still deep into it. I'm still deep into it and very heavy into it. But
hey,
he also
you're heavy into the Bible?
Yes, sir. That's the only book I read.
Drop
my,
that.
I mean,
drop that. Stop being heavy into it and just read it, but and read it not to remember. Just read a few chapters, I mean, verses or whatever, put it down. Why are you so heavy into it? What the?
Well, it's not, you know, just, I mean, that it's just where he leads me and where he, it's what he puts on my heart. So that's where I listen to him.
Let me ask this, and then I got to run. There's so many people I want to get to. Let me ask. So, which is easier for you, Lauren, to accept that you are a sinner, or all your sins been wiped away?
What is more easier for me to accept, that I have a sinner, or that all my sins have been wiped away?
Yes.
The first and most important thing that you have to accept is that you are a sinner.
That's not the question. Which is easier for you, Lauren, to accept? That you are a sinner or all your sins have been wiped away?
That all my sins have been wiped away.
Nice. So stop crying, stop being angry. If all your if all of your sins
yes,
have
sir.
Been wiped away, what is
yes,
there
sir,
to be?
Away.
So what is there to be angry about?
Thank you. That's what I needed to hear today, and that is why God put me right on this phone and on this line with you. I appreciate you, Mr. Jesse. I needed to hear that.
Well, amazing. Well, thank you.
Good. Amazing.
Amazing. Call me again, Lauren.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. We'll chat soon.
Okay.
Take care, Mr. Jesse.
All right. You too now. 888-775-3773. Victor is a first-time caller out of California. Then I have a question for my experts, a quick question for my experts. They're coming in as I'm talking to Victor. Victor, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Victor.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse? Good morning.
Are you on the speakerphone?
I'm actually on my AirPod. Let me go on my phone. I know they told me. I was washing my face. One second. All right. Can you hear me better?
I can.
All right. How you doing?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to call and give you thanks. Like most callers, like you have probably helped me the most and other churches have gone to and when I try to get close to God. I feel like the way you teach is like it's really, really good and I feel like it reaches me, and I just wanted to thank you for that.
You're welcome, man. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Because what you're truly starting to experience is the love, the light, the kingdom of heaven of God that is inside of you. He is waking you up. He's drawing you back unto him. So stay with it.
Right. I had a question when you say, I've been listening to you for maybe a little more, almost a year. But you should just watch your, I think it's from the Fallen State, like the kind of like the podcast theme. But
right.
Now I'm trying to like get into the teachings of God.
Right.
But now the thing that is kind of hard for me to understand is like, you know, when you say like practical thoughts and all this stuff, like, and then all thoughts are of the devil, like me trying to call you, like me trying to get to God or are those thoughts of when I think of God or when I want to get close to him, are those like also thoughts of the devil or how do I distinguish them?
When you think of God, those are thoughts of evil. Thinking of God, wow. You would never, ever, ever find God or return to God as long as you think of God.
Wow.
If you want to find God, stop thinking of
him. Wow. Okay. And why is that? Is it because the devil's trying to give me a false sense of me looking for him, but I'll never find him because I'm listening to his thoughts?
100%, man. Absolutely.
And another question is for congregating, what would be, do I have to congregate? Because you know how like in the Bible it says to congregate and I feel like I have to congregate. I want to go to your church, but I live in San Diego. I do want to end up going because it's not that far.
Well, we read up here in L.A. We have people from San Diego all the time.
Right.
Pretend that you're coming up here to get some free pot. You'll come.
I don't do any of that, thankfully. I'm Mexican. I don't do that stuff.
Nice.
What's it called? So if I find a congregation within here local that I can go to like often, is there such a thing that I should look for, or should I just go to listen to the preaching? Because I know a lot of churches, they do like the clapping and the dancing, and I know you said all those are emotions.
Yes.
And like,
emotions at a waste of time. Emotions are not necessary. You know that you could watch our fellowship every Sunday live, right?
Yeah, I think I watched the last... not last Sunday, but the Sunday before this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say you decide to go to a church in your local area. If you do go to a church, and if the preacher's up there preaching, just got to let his word go in one ear and out the other one. Because he may accidentally and preach something that's true from the Bible, but let it go in one ear and out the other. But if you don't find a church down there to go to, you're not sinning by not going to church, because you want, if you're going to fellowship, you want to fellowship with people that of like mind, people that are truly seeking what is right.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I, in my workplace, my boss is a pastor. So I know they kind of tell me that congregating is really important and stuff like that. So that's why
it's
I was going to ask.
It's not like really important, but if you can fellowship with people who are seeking the truth, because you can go to your pastor church and it's a waste of time to congregate. You're wasting your day doing nothing.
Yeah, because the way I like that you teach is like, it's not so much because I've gone to his church before, and the way he does is a lot of dancing and crying, and he touches people and they fall on the ground. and then I don't really, to me, it seemed off that miracles do happen, but not every service and all the time with everyone. It seemed a little off to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, right now, what I would recommend you do is just work on you and let the light guide you. If the light want you to be at some church around that area, it'll happen. But don't worry about that right now. Have you forgiven your mother?
No, I have not.
And why not?
You know what? I'm trying, like you said, I think, what's it called? Like mama boys, like I'm trying to find a reason of what she did wrong. But of me, I think I'm trying to think too hard, but I can't really find what she did. But I know she must have done something.
So she was perfect?
I wouldn't say she was perfect, no.
What one thing wrong that she did that wasn't perfect that you can think of?
One wrong thing that she was perfect. I would say that she tries to, even to today, I mean, I have my own place and I'm independent now, but I think she still tries to, like, help and treat me like, I guess, like a little kid, I guess, tries to, like, help me a lot.
And you know why she's doing that?
Why is she doing that?
She's evil. And she doesn't want, she's using you to make herself feel good. Because if she wasn't able to control you, she would have to look at herself. It's the same thing as smoking pot. You smoke pot because you don't want to look at yourself. You know, you want to go unconscious. Your mother doesn't want to see herself, so she's controlling you.
Okay.
And that gave her a false sense of mama's love.
Yeah. And also she does, like when I don't want to listen to her or go against her, she gets really, really upset. And that's what I've been starting to realize, like a little bit, that when I don't go her way or I try to go like completely the opposite route, she gets like irritated or she gets mad and she's like, she curses at me.
Whoa.
And then I'm like, oh man.
Oh, and so you can't think of one reason to forgive your mother? All those things are happening.
So the only reason is because how would I go to her? Just say forgive her for making me just like her, or can I also say just overall things, or does it just have to be just like straightforward one thing? Or
you need to see that for yourself that you are angry at her. You have this anger in your heart because she has rebuilt you, control you, rebuilt her image. And you need to realize that just like you can't help but be angry, that spirit is driving you. That's the same spirit that's in her. It came from her to you when she traumatized you as a kid. And so and you go to her and say, hey, I've been resenting you. Because you tried to control me, you still try to control me, or whatever, right? But I realize now you can't help it. I'm sorry for being angry at you. And God will forgive you. Don't ask her for forgiveness. Don't tiptoe around it. You forgive her, and God will forgive you, and he will take the spirit of the mother away from you and set you free.
God, and the same will go for my dad, right?
Yeah. Ask your father, why didn't he protect you from your mother? And you will see that he can help your mother because your mother is his mother. He became the boy, and she became the mama.
Yeah. My dad's mom's really crazy.
She is just like your mama.
Yeah.
And that's why your father can handle her. Because you're attracted to what you hate. Men who get married before they forgive their mothers end up marrying their mothers and repeating the same cycle.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to stop right now because I'm engaged and like the wedding is coming up in about a month and a half.
What wedding?
I'm marrying my fiance. I've been with her for like 5 years, but, I'm starting to see
you
that.
You about to get like, married.
And I, I'm 21 right now, but.
You're 21?
Yeah.
And why are you getting married at 21?
Well, I've lived with her for like a year and a half. That was already my mistake.
You live in her place?
No, my place. Thankfully, God has blessed me, and I've been able to live by myself and out since I was like 18, 19.
Nice. And when are you planning to marry this woman?
When do I plan? September, like the end of September.
What?
But that's what I'm trying to get.
You mean like September of 2025?
No, this year.
And why? You have children with her?
I do not, no.
Oh, good.
I'm not a typical Mexican. Yeah.
Nice. So let me, you didn't ask for it. May I make a suggestion?
Sorry?
May I make a suggestion?
Yeah, go for it.
I would encourage you, don't break up with her. Don't put off the engagement, right? But I highly recommend she go live somewhere else for 1 year. And don't have sex with her for a year. Don't marry her. And don't have sex with her for 1 year so you can see. Because right now you're about to marry your mama, and you're going to go through the same hell that your father went through, and so will she.
Yeah, no, you're right. Because sometimes she gets, like you said, like really emotional and like really angry. And before I used to give into it, but now I just stay calm or walk away. Or I mean, it's not really even, like you said, two devils, one win, right? So
right.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So I am noticing that, and I'm trying to, like, guide her. She is, like, I mean, she's great. She cooks all the time, every day for me. She cleans every day for me. She, like, but I guess what you're
so
saying
she's
is
she's a
I'm
nice maid.
My mama, right?
I'm sorry?
Sorry, she's a nice maid? Okay.
But you're about to marry your mama. Mm. You can't even handle her. You learn it now because you're waking up. But is she working on herself?
I'm trying to stir her to it, but she listened to your show to service the past two Sundays ago.
Yeah.
We listened to it together, and she's like, okay, I'll listen to it. She sat down, and she was listening to it. But like you said, her mom, she's just like her mom, and she has all this trauma that I'm trying to, like, like you said, I can't save her. Only she can go and save herself, like, go for it. But I'm trying to, like, just show her this, and she's learning little by little, but, like, I don't know.
Venture.
Yeah.
Do what you want. But I highly recommend you send her back home and wait 1 year before you get married, because if you're now working on yourself and she's not, you're about to catch pure hell, because the evil in her is going to hate the light in you, and she's going to get worse. You haven't seen hell yet. So I do what you want, but I recommend you put off the wedding for 1 year. Wait until September 2025. I'm not telling you to break off the relationship. I'm not telling you to end the engagement, but she needs to go and live without you. You live by yourself, and just date her so you can see who you're about to marry, and she can see who she's about to marry. But if you marry her right now, it's not going to work. And you're going to make babies with her. That's going to be even harder for you, because now you're going to go out trying to fight for your children.
Right. Yeah. I guess I understand what you're saying, but that was like a really hard step. But like you said, it's just a suggestion, right? But, yeah. See, I see where you're coming from.
Why can't you put it off for one more year?
Because, I mean, I already paid for almost like all like the catering and all that stuff. But I mean, I guess peace is worth no. It doesn't have a money amount, right?
So can't you put that on hold? Tell the people you're not taking money back yet. You just want to put it on hold for 1 year.
I have not asked.
And why not?
I haven't thought about this until now.
Do you see that? And you're trying to save her. You can't save her. And you're trying to save her for you. You're not trying to save her, point her back to God for her own soul's sake. You're trying to make her right So for you, that's not going to work.
You're right.
You don't care enough about her, so you care about her for yourself. So now you're trying to make her listen to the church and all that. That's not going to work.
Well, I don't feel like that.
Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 11 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake, H-A-K-E, is on fire. He doesn't have on July, just feels white for nothing. And Hake has a really interesting show. I don't understand it, but it happens. How would you define your show? Hake.
Loosey goosey.
Yeah, that's for sure. You don't want to miss it. It's really interesting. Sometimes I have to go to a meeting and do something that I'll be trying to listen no matter what. That's how interesting it is. I've never seen a show like this. It's a first. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. Every day except Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And how would you define your show?
I don't have a definition.
Friday TV.
To be honest, I don't have a definition for it yet.
You know?
I'm still
I don't know
trying to make sense of it.
It sounds like you're trying to mend relationships.
No,
in the
no,
name
but I don't
Jesus.
Want you to always say that because people will come up to me in church. And I mean, even though I talk about relationships, I don't mind, but people come up to me in church and they'll be like, yeah, I watch the shows, but I'm not always into, like, they haven't watched the show,
right.
My show. And then they'll be like, I was like, you should watch the show. And they'll be like, well, I'm not always into relationship. I'm like, well, that's not what I always talk about.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, for those
Mark
who don't
said,
know.
Mark said, I'm not into that. Talking about.
You know, definitely deal with more than relationships.
Right.
I just know he's into the Jesus thing.
Right.
Are you into the Jesus thing?
Well, you can say that. Say, no, well, I don't know how
in
you
the would. Name.
But I do mix it up. For those that don't know, I do mix it up on my show. But relationships is in there.
Right. Yeah, he does different. He deals with different issues for sure. Did you go skating?
Nah.
Why your eyes are red then?
They're not red today.
Were you late last night?
I slept long.
Are they red today? Or am I...
They may be a little bit leftover bloodshot from the day before.
Could be.
Yeah,
but I
mean,
would
but not really.
Right, not as rare for sure.
No, but I slept like a baby.
You didn't go skating?
No, I wish.
I'm just saying. You wish? How old are you?
And it's so close to my house, so I could just go there anytime, too.
So are you going to film yourself skating sometime and show it on the
I might have to.
Friday?
TikTok.
I might have to. But it's hard to do because you have to have somebody follow you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Amazing. Joel Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Y'all watch it and you see for yourself. You won't be disappointed, that's for sure. So watch it at 11 a.m. Pacific time. He Black. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Energy given to him by God. And his show is deep, too. All the shows are deep, but different. And I like that. The American Anchor Baby. How would you describe your show, American Anchor Baby?
Nick's dream. Nick's world.
Nice. Amazing. At 4 p.m. Pacific time. Let me go quickly back to Victor, first-time caller. So, Victor, you're getting married in September of this year, right?
Yeah, I've been with her for like 5 years already.
And
yeah.
you've been living with her that long?
No, living like a year and a half.
Oh, okay. Everything is paid for the wedding in September.
Not fully, but like partially.
Yeah. And you now see that you should, do you see that you should wait for one more year?
I see your point. Yeah, I guess me not willing to do that shows that I'm not in control. Not like in control, but I guess I'm scared of something, right?
Yeah, and what are you? And what are you afraid of? Or put it off for 1 year?
I guess like the backlash that you would get, but I shouldn't really care what people think, right?
And what backlash will you get?
Well, like if I stop everything, you know how people are. But like it shouldn't really matter. I understand.
And how are people?
You know, evil, just like me.
And which is most important, your freedom or what people think about you or say?
My freedom.
What?
My freedom. My freedom.
And so do you realize you're trying to get this woman saved for you and not for God? Or
yeah,
for her
I
own
know,
or not for her own sake?
Yeah, I can see it's a selfish reason. Yeah.
And so what are you going to do now that you see?
Man. Would you recommend me going down this Sunday to your church? I'll drag her along.
You would drag her along? And why would you drag her along?
No, I'm playing. I'm playing. She don't want to come. She doesn't have to come. I'm playing. I can't.
And do you realize you're trying to get her, quote unquote, saved for you and not for herself?
I didn't think about it until today. But yes, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it makes sense. Yes, you're correct.
And so what are you going to do now?
Man, I don't know. Everyone's calling me Beta in the chat.
He's still going to marry her.
are you still going to marry her? I'll put it off for a year.
You already know the answer, I think. Yeah.
And what is the answer? I don't know the answer. What's the answer?
Man. I mean, right now I'm thinking about it, but I should be acting on it. In reality, I should hold it off to a year, but, oh, Lord. I think...
you know, Lord.
I don't know. Honestly, I think the thoughts of me trying to, like, oh, no, don't hold back on it. Do it now. I think that's not my thoughts. I don't know what's making me think that, but... If I'm doubting it, something must be wrong, right?
Yeah.
If I even doubt it one bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'll go to your church this Sunday. It's like a 2-hour drive. Yeah. Okay, got it. So you were saying...
But I want you to think about this.
Right.
I mean, don't forget your question, though. You're about to marry a girl that you're not ready to, you can't even deal with her. She's angry, is out of control already. You know that. You're going to get her pregnant once you get married. Now you're bringing a baby into the situation with an angry woman that you can't deal with. That's going to create another problem. And you need to be dealing with your mother and your father. You need to work on you so you can see how to deal with this woman. Because it's going to be the same thing that your father gone through. You're going to repeat the same thing, or even worse, because evil gets worse each generation. Why not take 1 year? Because you didn't know you were going to wake up before September, right? And so why not put it off for 1 year? If she loves you and you love her, what difference would that make to wait a year?
I see what you're saying. If she really cares, right? Like you're saying, if she really cares and she feels the same way I do, then she'll be okay with, okay, we'll take 1 year. I don't care. We still love each other, even though it's not real love, right? But we still love each other and we care about each other. So I'm okay with holding off 1 year for you.
But what
I already
you
know how she's going to act.
Yeah. How is she going to act?
Oh, you know, she's going to go crazy.
And how do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's not right. Because like you said.
No, it's a question. How do you feel about the fact that she's going to go crazy?
How do I feel? I guess annoyed. I guess, I don't know, bothered by it, I guess. I don't know. I don't really.
You're bothered by the fact that she's going to go crazy?
Yeah, I guess like you said, you don't want to hear it. So most people just give the woman the size just so they don't want to hear it, but that's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, Joel.
I was going to ask.
This is Joel Friday. He black. You know who Joel is?
I know who Joel is, yep.
Okay.
What's his name?
Victor.
Victor. If you see that this is, and this is just my opinion, if you see that this is the right thing for you to do, let's just say to wait a year, if you see that that's the right thing to do, if you tell her that and she truly, you know, loves you like you say, then and you explain it to that, she'll understand. If she doesn't understand, that kind of is like an indicator that she's not necessarily going to be obedient to you in the marriage.
I was thinking that too. She ain't going to obey you no how.
Yeah. She's a good cook, though.
Hire her.
Right, pay her to cook for you.
No, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
let her be your maid.
But maybe just entertain the idea to her to let her know, like, hey.
No, entertain.
I just mean, like, when I say that, I mean, like, let her have the conversation, like, hey, you know, let's wait a year and blah, 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 to see what she says and how she reacts to that. Well, not tiptoe, that's not what I'm saying, but like have the conversation just to see what she's going to, you know, how she's going to react to that.
You already know what she's going to say, you're right, but he already knows she's going to have a fit.
Well, it's worth hearing. Hearing what she has to say. That's just my opinion, though.
No, you're right. I see what you're saying. Like, if she really cares, right? She really cares, and she's okay with it. Like, she wouldn't have any fear of going away a year because she knows we're gonna still come back if she really cares the same, right? Yeah.
What Hank had made a very interesting point too. You know who Hank is?
I know who Hank is. Yep.
Hank made a point too.
This is like your life that you're talking about, and you're talking about not wanting to put it off because of other people's pressure, other people's backlash. And you're a man, you should be running your own life and let them react however they want to react. This is your life that they should trust you with or get out of your life, really.
Plus, they're not going to be living with this. You are.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to suffer. You're going to ruin your life. Controlled by what you think others are going to think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think deep inside I know, like, the right thing to do, but I got to do it because, that's what you guys are saying.
Who are you most afraid of, your mother or your fiancé?
Wow. I would say I used to be, like, I guess you would say, like, not scared in the way that she'll beat me up, but scared in the way that she's going to react. But lately, I haven't really cared. I don't really care what she says anymore, but I still do care because I'm not willing to tell her this. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And so I'm sorry?
My fiance, probably. My fiance.
You're most afraid of your fiance. And how old is she?
She's 22. I'm 21.
What the?
No, but it's only 2 months, 2 month difference.
So what is it like knowing you are married a woman that you are already afraid of? What do you think that's going to end up being like or becoming?
Yeah. Yeah. And
no, that was a question.
Say that again.
What is it like marrying a woman that you're already afraid of? You know you're afraid of. What do you think that? How do you think that's going to turn out?
It's going to be bad because when she tries to, like, with her kids, she probably won't want me to have a say, and then things are going to go south. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I gotta. And the way I met her is really crazy too. But yeah, you're right.
You met her at a bar?
No. I'll make it super short, but it's crazy. So my parents got divorced when I was like 16, and then my dad got a new girlfriend, and that girlfriend had a daughter, and he's like, oh, come on, you know, she has a daughter, and then I started dating her, and then my dad and her mom broke up, and then we stayed together. Yeah.
Go and forgive your daddy. Go to beta.
Bye. Yeah, for sure.
So listen,
like him, yeah.
I got to run.
Yeah. Of course, I understand.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I recommend. You work on you. Continue to work on you to overcome your mother so that you can return to the father by forgiving him as well. But you be honest, at least as Joel suggested, sit down and be honest with this woman. You're starting to realize now what's really going on with you. And you do what you want. If you don't want to put it off, don't. I don't want to do that. But I would let her know, you know what? I want to put this off for 1 year. I don't want to live with you for 1 year. I want to still be married, engaged, I mean, but I want to wait a year. And take it, see what happens from there.
Let you know. I'll call you back.
Because ain't no way this going to work. And you already afraid of her. She knows it, too.
Yeah.
And just know that your mother, her mother, everybody around you going to get mad because they're not going to get a chance to party. They're not going to get a chance to pretend they're loving parents. They're not going to get an opportunity to pretend they care about you. It's all about themselves. You got to live with this. So you need to start, as Hate said, thinking about your life and not what someone else think you should think about your life.
Oh, yeah. That's deep. Yeah. That's for sure.
And do this.
Well, thank you so much, Jesse.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I did it for my first time yesterday, but I couldn't really get to it, but I should have done it this morning, but I was getting ready for work, but I should have done it. That's no excuse.
Yeah, do
but
that.
But I only done it yesterday.
Your mother, forgive your mother, forgive your father. You're going to shake in your boots when you, especially with your mother, but forgive her so God can forgive you. Don't have any expectations from your mother, but you continue to work on yourself and the light will guide you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right, buddy. And if you're definitely welcome to come up to the church anytime you want.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. What a mess. This is every relationship. There's nothing new. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Let me go to Renee real fast, and then I ask you guys that question. It's a quick question. Renee, out of Texas, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Renee. Thanks for calling.
Hey, before I get to my question, I had a comment. I saw Punchy TV yesterday for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And I have a comment. It reminded me that any man that wears a shirt that has a zipper where buttons should be is definitely a beta.
But he's talking about Joel Friday and his shirt.
Yeah, I remember. Y'all talked about it last week, and then I saw the episode, too. I was like, oh, yeah, there's the shirt with the zipper. That's definitely beta behavior.
I stand out. So you guys go with the crowd. I stand out. That's alpha male. Thank you.
That's right. That's right.
I knew I'd catch a little bit of heat for that, but that's okay.
Oh, amazing.
Hey,
and check out Punchy TV, folks, PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out. Yeah. Go ahead, Renee.
So you said something last week that had me thinking, and I wanted to just see if you can clarify a little more your comment. But you said that Texas eventually was going to turn purple or blue.
Yes.
And I've been in Texas most of my life, and I actually lived in L.A. for a little bit. Well, I lived in Yorba Linda, but I worked in L.A.
Right.
Well, that area. So anyway, I know what you're talking about as far as how, like, California used to be Republican, you know, red, and it turned blue. But can you elaborate a little bit more about what you meant when you said that, or how do you think that's going to happen here in Texas?
Because the people who ran to Texas from California and other states, they ran because they could not deal with what was happening in those blue states, right? They were they didn't stand up and vote out the government and vote in a better government. They didn't really run for office to enforce the type of laws that were good for the states or state that they were in. And so the liberals were able to take over the government and enforce the type of laws that they want. And so the people ran to so-called blue states and red states. But the problem is evil is running to those red states as well. Like in Texas, they're overflowing now with illegal aliens. They're overflowing with liberal Democrats and other people. And those people are bringing in the same laws that the conservative people ran from, and there's nothing they will do to stop it. So eventually, Texas will be a blue state because there's nothing to stop it. And then the people who ran to California just going to ran from California to there are going to have to, they're going to just find somewhere else to run to instead of standing up and fighting.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. I have a little bit of disagreement or pushback only because
okay.
I feel like Texas has enough rural counties in this state that still overweigh a lot of the liberal cities. So if you look at Texas, really, your biggest liberal Democratic cities are the four major, which is like Houston, Austin, Dallas, San Antonio area. And when I say San Antonio, I also mean like South Texas. But if you look at the map, for example, in our last governor race, you look at it, it's mostly red, and there's four hot spots of blue where it's a lot of liberal and Democratic cities, the big
right. Yeah.
But I still feel like there's enough rural counties, and I live in a rural county in Texas. I live in East Texas. I still feel like there's still a lot of rural counties where the people are more conservative, more traditional upbringing values.
Right.
That it's still enough of a voice right now that can still hold off. Now, I don't know. I'm not saying it'll never happen, but I feel like we're still pretty far considering. I mean, I don't want to say far, but considering, you know, our governor got almost 55% of the vote and beat, you know, Francis O'Rourke. I won't call him Beto because that's a fake. He's not Beto O'Rourke. He's Francis. And, you know, that guy's a failed two-time try to come in and take over. You know, he lost to Ted Cruz. He lost to Abbott.
But
I just feel
you,
like there's still a... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, make that last point real fast.
Yeah, I just feel like there's still enough of rural county power in this state that'll still overrun the high population cities.
I understand what you're saying. California used to be the same way. I remember... Yeah. When the rural counties of California were red, they were conservative, and the L.A. area, inner city here, wasn't that bad. It was, you know, liberal somewhat, but it wasn't that bad because the state was red. But because the people didn't fight back, now the state is completely becoming blue.
Yeah.
Because
and I hope you're wrong.
Because that's what's happening in Texas. You're right, those states are red right now, but they're changing to blue. Look at the governor or the mayor over there, whatever. It's changing slowly but surely because there is no fight against evil. Mm-hmm. Hold on, man, if you can. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old. all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. For example, Ukraine propaganda, it's still happening. What a mess. An ice cave collapsed. Those things are kind of cool. An oasis is coming back. This is the end of hour two of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday, August 27th, AD 2024. Excuse me. There is one line open, guys. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP for hour three, coming right up, right? Coming right up. So, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on Ukraine propaganda. Ukraine's unchristian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, not to be confused with Nick the American Anchor Baby, said rescue operations are ongoing at the sites impacted by a barrage of Russian strikes this week. Quote, "We will undoubtedly respond to Russia for this and all other attacks. Crimes against humanity cannot go unpunished." That's a quote from Volodymyr Zelensky, vowing retaliation, an eye for an eye. Russia aimed some 200 missiles and drones at energy infrastructure, communist buzzword, and communities across Ukraine overnight Monday, making the biggest air attack since the war began, according to Kiev. That's the supposed capital of Ukraine. The Ukraine had been bracing for a major Russian attack for weeks in response to Kiev's invasion into the region of Kursk in Russia, the first foreign invasion of Russia since World War II. They're escalating. What a mess. And that ice cave collapse. Meanwhile, in America, one American tourist, is it America? Maybe it's not America. Oh, yeah, it's not. One American tourist is dead in Iceland, following the collapse of an ice cave. A group of 23 tourists from several countries, at least a few countries, were exploring a cave at the Breiðamerkurjökull. Pardon me, Icelanders. I don't know your words. Glacier, B-R-E-I-O with a dolphin thing over it, A-M-E-R-K-U-R-J-O with a umlaut thing, Kull, K-U-L-L, Glacier. When the incident occurred Sunday, a couple of days ago, according to Iceland's public broadcaster RUV, more than 200 responders participated, 200 people trying to help these people, these suckers, participated in the rescue operations. A massive amount of ice has been broken down and moved almost all by hand. Wow. According to local authorities, trying to save these tourists got themselves stuck in a cave that collapsed. Ice caves are popular. They're a popular destination for visitors to Iceland. Tour operators offering customers the chance to, quote, explore the insides of glaciers. So it's kind of cool. It's a money-making thing. So they're making the money, but they're also costing them when they get stuck and see the blue color and stunning patterns in the ice, according to the far-left extremist outlet AP, Associated Press. So we wish them well. British rock band Oasis making a comeback. They ran out of money or something. Brothers Noel and Liam Gallagher, pardon me if I'm butchering their names, announced they will kick off an Oasis reunion tour in 2025. Isn't that nice? Kind of. I don't know. I like their stuff. 23 Red Lobster restaurants scheduled to close within the coming days as part of the seafood chain's ongoing bankruptcy proceedings. Biden's America, right? Thanks, Obama. This comes after more than 100 Red Lobster locations closed earlier this summer. We wish you well, Red Lobster. I've never even been. Quote, "If a car pulls up to my house, I always look twice. That's what a senior official said from Dominion, the voting technology company that became the focus of the baseless right-wing voter fraud claims in 2020. Multiple employees at Dominion have quit because of the stress and psychological impact, maybe guilt, just kidding, completely, of the post-2020 chaos and increasing security risks. Well, don't be reacting with evil with evil, Trump supporters, right? Supposed Trump supporters. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. One line open. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Do you want to be different? Different. Do you want to be different? That's the biblical question for this week. And if you're like exercising, running around, or whatever, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. And you can podcast, but you could be listening while you're doing whatever it is that you're doing, because we are heard around the world by everybody. And they mama, if you're black, they mama, if you're white, and their mama, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And good morning around the world. Good evening, good night, good bye for tonight. For those who like gone to bed, I talk to people around the world by counseling and here on the show, so I'm grateful. excuse me. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday, the last hour of the show today. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Before I go back to the phones, did you hear that Kamala Harris yard signs are making a statement in Gilbert, Arizona? I guess this is true. I'm just reporting it. According to this report, Kamala Harris yard signs are making a statement in Arizona, Gilbert, Arizona. Check this out.
All right, whoever did this, absolute hero among us.
drug traffickers for Harris.
Read them, Nick.
Illegal aliens for Harris.
Oh.
We got shoplifters for Harris. Gang members for Harris. Sheep for Harris. That's a big one. Big voter group. Socialists for Harris. Sheep for Harris. Shout out Gilbert, Arizona. Someone's got their head on straight out here.
Isn't that amazing?
The first one, if you missed it, said drug traffickers for Harris.
Can we see no pictures again? Is that possible? No.
Video again?
No.
Sorry.
I thought we had photos.
I do have photos. Let me show you. Drug traffickers for Harris. Whoever did this. Funny stuff. Look. Drug traffickers for Harris. Illegals. Illegal aliens for Harris. Gang members for Harris.
What the?
And for everybody else, sheep for Harris. Amazing.
It's amazing. I don't understand. I'm not in the lack of understanding about this, but it's amazing to me that there is one person on earth that will vote for Kamala Harris. There is no reason at all, zero reason. There's not one reason to vote for her. Really. Think about it. There's not one reason to vote for Kamala Harris, and yet one person got to vote for her. That's mind blowing, but I understand. I really do understand. Amazing signs. One last thing I want to show you really quick. Did you hear that? That was a judge, according to this report, in Detroit. A Detroit judge humiliated a teenager. And the mother is suing. This is interesting to me. And I want to know what you all think about this. Really, I want to listen, watch it. And I'm going to get back to you in 1 minute, Renee. But I want you to watch it. And this is so interesting. I want to know what you think about it. This is MSNBC, from MSNBC. A Detroit judge, Kenneth King, placed a 15-year-old girl in handcuffs after she fell asleep in his courtroom during a field trip to court on August 15th. On Wednesday, the teenager family sued King, accusing him of violating her civil rights. Watch this from NBC.
What was supposed to be a field trip to a Detroit courtroom Tuesday ended up traumatizing a Michigan teen, according to her mother.
You sleep at home in your bed, not in court. Quite frankly, I don't like your attitude.
District Court Judge Kenneth King admonishing 15-year-old Eva Goodman after she fell asleep in his courtroom. He then forced her into handcuffs and a prison jumpsuit. Eva's mother outraged and tonight planning to press charges.
Yes, she was having trouble sleeping, eating.
A live stream of that court hearing was recorded and then broadcast by local news outlets.
You're old enough to know better. What is your problem?
Tired because Eva and her mom don't have a permanent address and say they got in late the night before the field trip organized by a nonprofit summer program.
She's still having, like, problems with understanding, like, why would he do that to her?
The judge, who says he's since received violent threats, removed from his criminal case docket as he undergoes, quote, necessary training, according to the court's chief judge. Wayne State University also tells NBC News he's been removed from teaching classes there. Judge King declined to comment to NBC News, but told local media his reaction was because of Eva's attitude and told the Associated Press, I wanted this to look and feel very real to her.
Amazing. Black people somehow. That's just black. The people black. See how black people something else. But before I comment on it, I want to know what y'all think about that. So, right now I'm being told this was August 13th, but I don't know what it had to do with Wednesday. I'm confused.
I think you said August 15th. He's just correcting you. It was the 13th.
What? Is that right?
Yeah, that was just, it was the 13th when you said the 15th. I think that's all Hake is correcting you on.
Oh, okay. August 13th, not the 15th. I'm black. But what do y'all think about? What do you think about that, Nick? That whole survey?
Well,
there?
This is a pure mess. It's like mess from everybody. You're supposed to be calm, but it seems like nobody was. Although I want to say, I kind of want to see what it was that got him, that threw the judge, that set him off, because they're saying it's because she fell asleep.
Right.
But in the video, he's saying your attitude. So I wonder if she fell asleep and then he called her out on it, and then it turned into an even bigger mess. She started acting out. I wonder what happened.
But I wonder if a white judge would have said the same thing to a black girl that was sleeping in court, allegedly sleeping in court, or whatever attitude. Would a black judge been that up front with her?
No.
I mean, a white judge been that up front?
No. I mean, I think a white judge would have called out someone sleeping in their court.
Because normally they tell you you can't sleep in the court, no phones, nothing. But I'll say my whole my little piece.
But you wanted to scare her straight.
Evidently. What the? Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Renee out of Texas, talking about Texas turning blue. Renee, do you see now that California used to be red, too, for the most part? Yeah. And because the people didn't do anything, it turned blue. And the same thing, even though over there in Texas, outskirts of Texas are still red, but it's closing in to become blue because there is nothing to, or no one to stop it.
Yeah. Other than voting, what else can be done to change it? Jesse, what do you think?
You could vote, and those people who believe in bringing back the police, enforcing the laws in the right way, they can run for office.
Yeah. Something in the municipal level, local levels, right?
Yeah, start out local and grow into it. But if the people that, if the people don't stand up and fight in the right way, I mean, to get involved, you're just going to continue to get what you're going to get. And I can promise you that Texas will turn blue if things don't change. Because these people, they're bringing in all type of illegal aliens from around the world into Texas. And you got Texas, Hate gave me something that was going on. The mayor or something in Texas was something. According to judicial ethics blah.org.
Sorry, this is about that court thing.
Oh, this is something else. This is not that. Oh, no, that's from Nick. All right. I got too much to read. I can't. But that's my point, Renee.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I get it. Hey, how many coffees do I have to buy you to get that little figure of you with the horse on it?
We're working on Hassan and I are working on it. Hassan going to be making the announcement soon.
Yeah, that's awesome. One last thing. I got a t-shirt idea for you.
What's that?
Happy wife, miserable life.
That's for sure. Man, I love it. Thank you. We're going to run with that. Oh, man.
All right. You heard it here first.
That's right. Thank you, Renee.
All right, man. You have a good day. Appreciate it.
All right. You too, buddy. Later. Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ronnie. There's a line open. Ronnie out of Ohio. Ronnie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, how you doing today?
All is well, sir. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. I cut right to the question.
Okay.
When you say things like, I want my country back, it's over for America, even things like Texas is going to turn blue, is that having a wait and see attitude, or is it something different?
Well, I've already waited, and I now see that the country is not coming back.
Okay. What about Texas turning blue and it being over for America?
Because Texas turning blue because there's no one there to stop it. And the people who ran from the blue states to the red state like Texas, they're doing exactly the same thing they did in California. They move out into the suburbs. They live out there. They're watching what's going on. They're complaining about it, but literally doing nothing about it. while in the meantime, the people who support blue states, they're running for government, they're getting laws passed, they're bringing in illegal aliens, they're getting IDs for them that they might vote, they're giving them free stuff, which would encourage them to vote for the Democrats. They're taking action while the other people are just comfortably living out in suburban areas, but doing nothing.
But if Texas is, because it's still, it's a red state right now, right?
It's red, as he said, out in the suburb areas, but not in the big cities like Dallas and Houston. The big cities are pretty much blue.
But the state as a whole, like the state legislature is mostly Republican. I'm pretty sure the governor's Republican.
Well, the governor is, but I'm not sure if most of the legislation is. It might be still, but it's quickly. That's changing, too, because they're electing blacks and Mexicans. And that's sort of, and more of the voters there are black and Mexicans now.
Okay, so you think it's gonna happen, but it hasn't happened. I don't personally consider that having a wait and see attitude.
No, but I see that it is happening already.
Yeah.
When I was last in Texas, my limo driver told me, he was white. He was telling me that, man, Texas is becoming blue. We can't stop it. Even in some of the suburb areas, it is now becoming blue. So it's already happening. It's not something I need to wait and see, because I see now that I waited and it didn't change it just became more and more blue. So I now see that it is becoming blue.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Amazing. Thank you, man.
Absolutely. One other thing, if I could touch on it. I watched Punchy TV yesterday.
Yes.
Amazing show.
Thank you.
I felt like y'all was going a little hard on Tyrese for crying. Who? I'm not sure that Tyrese.
The black
man that was. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were saying things like, I guess it's either not manly to cry or it's not normal to cry. I'm not sure what your stance is crying, and then in particular black men crying.
It's not normal for men to boohoo like that. And it's not normal for men to cry about situations. And he was saying, black men cry, something like that. He should not be encouraging other black men to be beta like that.
Okay, so crying is beta?
To that level, for sure. Do you think it's okay for men to cry like that?
When you say like that, that's you getting specific. I'm more talking holistically on the topic of crying. I don't think there's anything wrong with crying. If people are putting on the show, or you know they go live on their social media and they try to get followers or sympathy,
right.
I don't agree with that. But just the act itself of crying, whether it's, I mean, there's plenty of examples in the Old and the New Testament of people crying for different reasons.
Do you think that Tyrese, that's his name, right? Was he putting on a show?
I'm not sure. From what I understand, he was saying it was a side effect of whatever medication he was on. And then I don't really want to get into the topic of my skepticism of medicine.
Yeah.
But do you say it's
normal for a man to be crying like that?
Like that? No, it's not normal.
Okay.
I felt like you might have been condemning crying altogether and saying like it's beta or it's a bad thing to cry. And I'm like, I want to make sure I'm not jumping to the wrong conclusion or seeing the wrong thing here.
Well, if tears come naturally and you let them pass, then that's fine. But if tears come and you wallow in them, that's a problem.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think it's a problem for people that try to force themselves to cry too.
Absolutely. I think
there are definitely some boundary lines, and people get out of bounds a lot. But I do think it's okay to cry.
Do you cry sometimes?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes.
I can't even imagine you cry. What made you cry?
yeah, and like you said, it'll just be a moment, and it'll pass. But
what made you cry? Hey, he said he can't even imagine you crying.
Okay, so one thing, very recently, my earthly father passed away.
Right.
Didn't have a relationship with him really. So I wasn't mad, I wasn't sad, I wasn't glad, and I didn't feel bad about it. But I did have a realization that when Uncle Jesse passes away, I'm pretty sure I'm going to cry that day.
When Jesse dies, I'm going to cry too. But
yeah, like I kind of take it for granted sometimes that your show was on, and I drive sometimes at night, and I'm just like, all right, I know when I get to this part of my drive, I can knock 3 hours out listening to the show, and so I podcast it.
Right.
And thank God, you know, you always there saying you Nathan. Every time I get to hear your voice, I'm like, all right, good deal. But I do know today that whether it's Hake or somebody else that jumps on and lets us know that happened, you know, I know I'm gonna cry that day.
Yeah, me too. But if Father Aspire, I understand a tear came and he let it pass. That's different than the boohoo crying that Tyree was doing on that show, and we had played that before. He should not have been putting himself out there like that, letting the world see him being that weak.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you're going through that much emotions and your focus is trying to get your child back, I don't think you need to be asking Instagram people to help you do that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even really have your phone or any type of device in your hand at that point. You need to be outside somewhere being still.
Yes. Absolutely, man. That's deep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roddy. Amazing call. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Have a good rest of the week.
All right, you too, buddy. Amazing. I'm going to cry when Jesse Aspire. What now? We'll all be crying. What now? Let me go to Canada real fast and talk to Matthew. Let's see here. Matthew out of Texas. Matthew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Matthew.
So I was just calling up. I was going to ask a question
Did I say Texas or Canada?
Canada. I heard Texas. I'm from Canada.
Okay,
you
Canada.
You said Canada, then you said Texas, I think.
My bad.
I wish. Texas sounds cool.
Yeah.
So last time I was talking to you, I asked you questions about something, and you said you didn't know about it because you weren't interested in it. And, you know, after a while that came to me, I just thought maybe interest is talent. So if you're interested in something, you're talented in it.
What do you mean by that?
So your interest in things in life is the talent that you have. So if I'm interested in playing the piano, that is my talent, is the interest, because I'll never embed myself into it.
But you can be interested in eating sweet potatoes, but it's not your talent to make them, to cook them.
Is that real interest, though?
Yeah, you could be interested in basketball, right? But you don't want to play basketball.
Oh, okay. Nice. So the real question I had was, I keep hearing about the chosen and being called. Were you called by God?
I wouldn't use the word call, but I know for a fact and without a doubt, there is not even an iota of a question that if I wasn't led to do what I do, I would not be doing it. I wouldn't know to do it. I wouldn't know the words to use. I wouldn't have the courage to do it. I wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't put up on me to do.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I just hear many are called and few are chosen, so I didn't know what that meant.
Right.
And then I heard like something like you were called by God to do what you do, like preachers and pastors, you know, were you chosen or called by God, or did you just...
Yeah, when those people be saying that, just roll your eyes.
Oh, okay.
All right, no big deal.
Don't you ask that question, though? I thought you asked that question to preachers and pastors and stuff.
Right, because I want to hear what they think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, why they do what they do. And hopefully encourage them to think for themselves, too.
So how did you? You just knew it one day?
I just found myself doing it. It just occurred to me that when I first started out, long story short, I started Bond. It was just for black people because one day I realized that black people were suffering not because of white people, not because of slavery and Jim Crow and all the lies they've been told. And I realized black people were suffering because they were angry that they needed their father. They needed their fathers. They needed to return to the father. And so I started Bond for black people only. But then the message applied to all mankind. And so I started getting people asking of different races, hey, I want to be a part of that. I'm having the same problem. My father left. My mother didn't. And so I realized that the principles apply to all of mankind. And so we open it up to everybody.
All right.
Thank you, Matthew.
Yep. All right. Have a good one. Thanks.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. JESSE.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Jay, just the letter J, bought a coffee. I would like the crew's thoughts on spiritual teachers that never mention Christ specifically and don't distinguish him from other figures like Buddha, for example. They describe the exact same mechanism as JSC's silent prayer, yet never mention Christ. Just the mechanism of detachment from thought and emotions, just without being Christian. Thoughts?
Well, over the years now, I've been hearing about a lot of those people, but I haven't had time to really see what it is they're doing. I do know that only God, because it's a spiritual battle between good and evil, only God can save us. And if you don't know, you need to be looking to somebody else to save you. Then it's not going to, you can sit there and just, the only thing going to happen, you're going to get fat like Buddha. Sitting there all day doing nothing, you're going to get fat. But if you're sitting there, you're observing and letting go, you know that there's a greater source than you that will have to change your life. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, me too. I don't go and research everybody. I don't research people or things.
I have so many people ask me about so many different people. I'm like, no, no.
Yeah, those are people who are like searchers outside, though. They're like hungry for all this knowledge and stuff from everybody else.
Yeah. So, no, I don't.
It's not the way to go.
I don't listen to all those people, so I'm not up on what they're about. Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes bought another coffee. Yes, Hake. That is how I pray sometimes. Please, God, no, please, God.
God, like, what the?
Laughing faces. With tears. And you're pronouncing my German first name correctly, Hannes. Oh, okay, cool. Nice. See, I'm calling him Irish because he's part Irish, I think. But his first name is German. Sweet.
Nice.
And okay sign emoji. Not 666.
Thank you so much.
Derek bought a coffee. D-E-R-E-K. I get it, Jesse. Black and slow. The biblical question answer. He's tried twice already, or three times maybe.
Do you want to be different?
No, I don't want to be different, as I want for nothing. Third time a charm, I guess.
That is a charm. You answered.
Nice.
You said, no, I don't want to be different. Nice. Thank you, Derek. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
And he's doing the theme for the 2024. Want for nothing.
Oh, nice. That's right. I forgot the theme.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Derek. Deep.
Cody bought a coffee. Thanks, Jesse. Sounds like I've got the structure down in my home according to God. implemented this a few weeks ago, but I have been correcting my wife the past couple years with her emotions in front of the children, so it's nice to hear. Naturally been doing that. Used to get the snap back from her, but as of lately, she's seen the changes happen to our 7 and 5-year-old. She stops without arguing, and I simply say, zip it, in the moment. The older two have some work to do, but I'll be darned if I let our 1-year-old suffer the same way they did for the first 2 years. What the? Thanks
right
again.
On. Stay with it, and give her about 50 years. She'll come around, and then you'll die. Thank you. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we'll finish the Super Chats and your phone calls. Right after this break, the D-Live line is open. Treasure Chest is open on D-Live. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realized, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Support us on by going to rebuildingtheman.com. Go over there and make a donation, folks. We need the money. We got a lot to do. And if you're going to help, you should be more than happy to help us to help others. I shouldn't even have to ask, but I know I have to remind you sometime. Go and make a and make a big one. Make a big one. Every dime count, though, but make a big one. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And don't forget to go over there to social media and subscribe, ring the bell, whatever. All that stuff you're supposed to be doing. Ring the bell and everything else. JLP Talk on X. Hey, X. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And Cozy.tv, COZY.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. All right? So go do all that. Make a donation. It doesn't matter how much, but make a donation. I appreciate it. Let's finish up the Super Chats, hey, and then I get back to the phone calls.
Okay. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, One Leg Man, Three Coffees, love the show. Thanks for actually supporting and helping your race with all the programs you do.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
Lori Coffee, hey, morning, Jesse.
Morning.
You're right about mother should discipline her children. And when they don't listen, to tell the father to handle it.
Yeah.
However, when I realized that telling the kids I'll tell daddy worked for me, I abused that power to the point I made the kids scared of daddy. They didn't want to see their father when he came home because he didn't discipline the kids in the right way. Also, their father wanted to come home and enjoy his children, not discipline them. Another way I turned my children against their father in my fallen state.
And go and repent, meaning apologize, and you'll be fine. And a father cannot discipline his children with anger. It's the spirit of the mother, and the spirit of the mother is evil. And it's not her spirit, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in her by way of Eve. Amazing. Thank you.
Jessica from Texas. Jesse, we need a song list pinned to the chat of every song you sing during your shows. There's so many songs I'd like to listen to, but nobody but you ever knows them. What the?
What the? Nice idea. Good morning, heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. Thought I said goodbye last night. I tossed and turned until it was done. Good morning, heartache. Sit down. Amazing. Thank you.
That's Good Morning Heartache from Billie Holiday. B-I-L-L-I-E.
Nice. Amazing.
Pin that chat.
That's right.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now. Oh, shout out to the top contributors on DLive. The DLive crew, Aries One, and everybody else. Sorry, my bag.
Amazing. Thank you.
Games for Rat, Groovy Monkey, Fatty Wet. Thank you, guys.
Nice. Fatty Wet.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you all very much. I fell in love with you the first time I looked into them, their eyes. You got the beautiful kind of eyes. That's them, their eyes. Them, their eyes. What the? Who's that? Them, their eyes.
More Billie Holiday?
I rest my case.
Them, their eyes by Billie Holiday.
I rest my case.
Nice.
If you can't find the song after the singing, you don't want to find it.
Amazing. Thank you, Hank. Yeah. Thank you all for the super chat. Let me go quickly to the phones. Let me go to Bianca out of Texas. Bianca, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Bianca, welcome.
Thank you. It's been a while.
Yeah, I haven't heard from you in a day or two.
I know. I was wanting to ask, I didn't catch what y'all mentioned about the mother and disciplining and stuff. However, that was one of my main questions was, what does that look like when, or what does that look like for the mother to discipline the child at home while the father's at work? Because if the child's not listening or following instructions and just plain out refusing and yelling, throwing things, what's the mother to do?
Number one, stay calm. Don't get angry. And if the child is overreacting, this child want to play with a toy. You say, no, I told you to wash the dishes first. You didn't do it. And the child starts to pout and pout. You stay calm and just say, okay, you're not getting a toy, and I am going to let your father know how you've acted when you get home. And don't overreact, and that child will come to order.
And what are your thoughts on like timeouts or like spanking?
Well, if the spanking, you said spanking?
Yeah, like what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, spanking would be rare if the father and the mother are in order, if they have no anger. It would be rare that you would have to spank a child. Most of the time, when parents have to spank their children, it's because the parents are out of control, so the kids are out of control.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we don't spank, and, you know, it's just kind of, you know, our daughter's like 6 and a half and getting to that age where she's testing boundaries and walking away while we're talking to her. And, you know, father's at work, and he does most of the disciplining. However, she knows that because she won't get any type of consequences once until he's home, she continues to.
No, but you're there watching over her. You can tell her, hey, you're not going to play with your toy. Oh, you're not this. But just don't get angry. It's not like you don't have a,
right. You
don't discipline her at all. It's just that you let her know that when dad gets home, he's going to deal with this. But you still take some disciplinary action if you need to.
Yeah, okay. And that's the thing. I'm just kind of curious as to what type of disciplinary action, because I feel like
The most
I can do is time out.
Yeah, we'll do the time out. Okay, go sit down. Time out. But don't be angry. That's all. If you leave out the anger, you'll be fine.
Right, okay.
But if you have to do the time out, do the time out, but just don't be angry. Leave out the anger.
Okay. And you say, like, as long as the husband and wife are in order, like, it would be okay, you know, if the mother, not angrily, just logically out of disciplinary action to think. Okay.
100%.
All right.
And all the reasons different, it's preferred that the father do it because it's pretty much known that the mother's going to be angry. And right. The father's not supposed to be angry. So that's why. But if you don't have that anger, you're going to pass on love, even through disciplining the child. You're going to pass love down to the child, not hate.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no, it's very, very rare. We don't even rarely at all do that. And yeah, it's okay. I just wanted to make sure because, you know, I asked my husband, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like, if she knows, she's really smart. She's incredibly smart. And she knows that, like, well, she can continue with her attitude, you know, while Papa's gone.
But
and
she...
it switches. When he gets back, and I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do?
But if you didn't have anger, she would know she can't do that. She can't play that game with you. She can play the game like that with you if she knows that you're angry and she's angry so she can get away with it. But if you stay calm, you'll be able to tell her how the cow ate the cabbage.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Jesse. And one last thing. Yeah, we live in Central Texas, so... about Texas turning blue, it's definitely purple, like, I believe. It's so much closer, like, to blue. Like, I don't remember if you remember, of course, probably not. Dad, I'm the one who called because my mother was the coyote who used, you know, our birth certificates to smuggle kids in the state. And so,
okay,
you know, I've seen a lot living here my entire life, and just with how things have changed, especially Central Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already out in the suburbs. They've built so much that if you even just try to go to a restaurant, I mean, all you see is just two guys, you know, sucking each other's faces. And it's like, you can't even take your family out to eat because that's all there is. Like, Austin has spread out to the entire suburbs. And it's completely changed.
I went to Bell and Howard Electronic School there in Texas, over there in North Texas, and in Dallas, North Texas there in Dallas. And that was in my 20s, late 20s and early 30s, one of those. And Texas was pretty much red state then. But then it seemed as though overnight, those areas have become blue. And the last time I was there, it was like even blue, more blue, and it starts to spread out into the suburbs. So Texas truly and will become completely blue because there's nothing to stop it.
Right. Oh, yeah. And they're going to keep building and people keep moving here.
Yeah. Absolutely. Amazing, huh?
Well, thank you, Jason. Thank you so much.
All right. Good to talk to you, Bianca.
You too.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
888-7753-773. Let me go to Binghamton. What?
Binghamton.
Say it on the mic.
Binghamton. Something like that. Ask him.
Is it a him?
Or her.
Binghamton.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Hi. Is it Binghamton?
It's Binghamton. You're right.
And it's a man, right?
Yes, I'm a man. Yes,
right
I'm
on.
A man.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
I want to ask you about what you spoke earlier about the judge and the young woman.
Black judge being suspended for allegedly punished a young black girl for sleeping in a court.
Yeah. Real quick, what is your stand on it?
Personally, I think the judge did the right thing. And personally, exactly. I don't think that the judge should have been suspended for it, because these parents are raising their children to be out of control anyway. And somebody got to have some order somewhere, sometimes.
You're right. You're right. I also agree with what you're saying. My thought is that the courtroom is one of the most serious rooms or places in any other institution or any place you go. And so if you go into a room, there are a lot of specific rules and regulations that a person or any individual have to follow, because it is a room where a lot of lives are, you know, either sent free or go to jail. It's a very serious place. And so everyone has to follow the rules strictly. It's a very strict place. And so I can understand why the child fell asleep. And perhaps, we can make an excuse saying she's a child. But still, people have to learn out of it, especially young people, young men and women. And so the judge did whatever he had to do to, first and foremost, teach her a lesson personally, that you have to come to a court ready and that you have to follow instructions, number one. And also, he has to make an example out of her for other people. It's a necessary training, like they were saying. But the worst thing that happened was, I'm sure the young lady have learned something out of this. But the worst thing is the mother, that she turned on him and sued him, because she doesn't have the understanding that the upbringing of a child also involves the community. It's a child does not raised up only by his parents. Also, the community have a responsibility to raise the child. And the judge was taking that responsibility. And so the mother did the worst thing a parent should do, and she sued him or whatever. She spoke against him. That is a big mistake that she has done. Yeah. Had it been my parents, my father or my mother, the way I was raised up, my father or my mother would call the judge and they would tell him, "Sir, thank you very much for reprimanding our child. He has learned a big lesson. Thank you very much. Yeah. You should come for dinner to our place." And that's how I was raised, and that's how I become where I am. But now that even a child cannot, now this young woman is going to have a trauma because her mother has filled her with negative thoughts about judge, or about courtroom and things like that. When she grew up, she's always going to have a hate for people who follow laws or lawyers or judge or anything like that. She is always going to say, "Oh, I had a trauma 5 years ago. This happened to me. This happened."
That's whatever a good happened, point. Yeah.
Whatever happened to her was right, but her mother have diluted her. And so we have to understand that the upbringing of a child involves the community. We have to put our faith in our community. Now this has been done, and tomorrow, who knows, even if you go out and say hi to your neighbor who happens to be 15-year-old child, his mother or their mother would come back to you and be like, "They sue you for saying hi," or something. And so slowly but surely, we're becoming like animals. You know, if you are getting sued for the right things that you are doing, then why do you have to serve people? There's no purpose to serve people, because you'll get sued.
You make a good point in that the court system is a discipline system.
Exactly.
And I like that about it, because it's so orderly where it used to be. So orderly, everything tends to move smoothly and timely. Well, not always timely, but I like the way it's set up. And also, in the good old days, if I had gone to the court, let's say I was the child, and I've gone there with my parents or grandparents, and if I'm sleeping in the court, and the judge tell us in the bed, "Don't be sleeping in the court, no phone," my grandmother like, come on out here, punching. Go out in the hallway, wait on me out here in the hall. They'll make me go wait outside the hallway, then they agree and make the judge look like he was wrong.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they would want you to learn disciplinary. Thank you, Bingham. You're right about that, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse. You have a good day. Thank you.
You too, buddy. Amazing. He's absolutely right. Right on. Let me just tell you this. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. H-A-K-E. You don't want to miss it. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Joel Friday TV. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Ooh, you don't want to miss that for sure. And none of these shows you want to miss. At 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. So check it out, all right? I got to take a brand new episode of The Fallen State right after my show today. What the? FallenState.tv. And check out Punchy.tv. PUNCHIE.TV. Let me go to Jay out of California. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, what's up, man? I'm so happy I got on with you today.
You're welcome. You're on the air. Thank you, Jay.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, Jesse, I really wanted to talk. First of all, I want to thank you just for everything that you do. I found your content like a couple months ago, and it really changed the way I look at a lot of things.
Right on. And stay with it.
It made me really realize that I need to forgive my mom. It's something that I'm struggling with. I'm being a beta about it.
How old are you?
I've been talking. Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 32.
What the beta?
I know, right? I know. But you know what? I just realized that I had this problem, Jesse. Because again, I was making beta decisions in my life.
Yeah.
Getting involved with single moms, that are older than me. And realizing that I was just chasing my mom, you know, like,
yes.
I was like, and then when I got out of that relationship, like you said, like, I realized that I was so broken because I was serving this woman like she was my God.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a, you know, like, it was the wrong order. I was doing it wrong. And I had so much anger inside of me. And so I've been talking to my therapist about it. And we've been working on how I'm gonna approach my mom or whatever, again, like a beta, not just going and doing it. And so 2 weeks of just trying to get together the words. And my brother's dad, like, my mom was married before she met my dad. My brother's dad died like just this weekend.
He did.
Yeah. But now I don't know how to approach my mom and have that conversation and be like, hey, you know, like, the reason why I've been resenting you for all these years is because you've been keeping me away from my dad. And, you know, like, I know that.
Why can't you just say it just like that?
Just do it, right?
Yeah. What did your therapist tell you to say?
Hire my therapist because she's a liberal. And it's a girl, and she's a liberal.
What?
She was trying to swing me on Big Mama Kamala, but
telling a woman your problems?
I know.
No,
I'm telling my woman my problems.
Hold on. You seeing a female therapist, right?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that, man? That doesn't even make sense. A man should never tell a woman his problems.
I know. And that's literally what I'm telling her. I'm like, my problem is I keep telling these women my problems. And I'm literally telling a woman my problems and doing that.
And so knowing you shouldn't be doing it, why you keep doing it?
I know. I'm a fire.
What?
Because I'm being a beta, Jesse. I know what I know, like, thanks to you, I know that I need to forgive my mom. But I'm using the therapist as a crutch.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm being beta.
One mama to another one. All you need to do, now that you see that you need to forgive her, now just go to, hey, mother, I've been resenting you. You turned me away from my father. Impose your will on me. You try to control me. I know now I'm wrong for resenting you because you can't help yourself. I'm sorry. And God will forgive you. It's just that simple.
So you're saying don't give it no time, like, it's fresh right now, like, my brother's dad just died, like, don't give it no time, like, I've been struggling with this, man.
Why really would you put off the day for tomorrow?
Well, another thing is, like,
take
I'm
no
in LA,
thought but, about tomorrow.
Yeah. But my mom lives in Georgia, though.
They don't,
and I want to face her when I do it.
Can't you, when will you see her?
I don't know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, should
FaceTime?
I do it at the funeral?
Can you FaceTime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, mother, I heard that when your husband died, oh, I forgive you for what you've done to me. You turned me away from my father.
Yeah. Okay. So just don't wait. Just do it.
Why put off? Why would you think thought about tomorrow?
I don't know. I guess because my mom always kind of had us like grow up to like care so much about like how she feels and like she was always like the victim.
You gotta. That's your problem. You gotta overcome your mama. She played victim so that she can control you. She was the villain. She was not the victor. Victim.
Yeah. Yeah. And I realize because she's doing it with everybody around her. She does it with my brothers, even with my sister.
And that's how she control you. Yeah. You got to stand up and face her, shaking in your boot, but you got to face her. And then stop telling a female therapist or anyone your problem like that, especially a woman.
Yeah.
And the money you pay her with, send it to us.
It's my insurance. It's Obama. Obama's paying her.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a mess, Jesse. It's
Look,
a mess.
Let me know what happens when you face your mother, but face your mother as soon as you can. Do it.
All right, Jesse. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you again for everything you do.
Let me know how it goes. All right, buddy. Super chat. We don't have time, huh?
Yeah, we do. Sure. Maybe. David, Cash App. Keep up God's work, brother. Keep opening eyes.
Thank you, David, and thank you for your support, man.
Nick LaBoy, Rumble Rant. Morning. When we are not focused on the Lord in silent prayer, what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what the mind thinks up, what the body feels, and what it wants becomes uncontrollable.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. We got it. Yeah. Thank you all. I'm out of time. Get on the straight and narrow. You won't regret it if you stay there. You got to take the journey by yourself and stay. Endure, endure, endure. If it's a lifetime, your life is worth it. All right? Forgive your mothers, every human being. Forgive your fathers, every human being. And God will forgive you, change your heart, and everything else will make sense. All right. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Who's on one there?
Isaiah.
Isaiah out of Wisconsin. Jaden, the first time call out of California. Somebody just dropped. Gone. I am out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. Manhood tomorrow. Have a good day, folks. And thank you all for your support. I absolutely appreciate it. Check out Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV.com. PunchyTV.com. Have a good day. Oh, Punchy.TV. 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 Not Punchy.TV. .TV. Thank you all. Take care. Read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out RebuildingTheMan.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.